is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Okay, the next hour is going to be interesting. It's time for one of our new and very intriguing shows on the News for the Soul network. It's Carol's Sanctuary. Oops. I left out the most important word. Carol's Healing Sanctuary with Carol Everett. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Carol, welcome back.
Hi, Nicole. How are you, Cindy? This is the Carol Everett Healing Sanctuary. Just for those that maybe haven't heard or listened to me before, the base of the sanctuary is tales from the sanctuary, past, present, ongoing and futuristic, people that have knocked on my door and experiences that they've had. So unfortunately, you've got me in the middle of it all because, you know, that is what it is, the Carol Everett Healing Sanctuary. It is actually to inspire. These stories are to inspire. And I always think that when people are listening, there's always something for everyone, whether it's for them themselves or for a relative that's going through similar things that I'm talking about. Basically, it's always to inspire, make people positive. I tend to stay away from negative things that are going on. It doesn't mean that they're not going on and that I'm ignoring them. It means that I touch on them briefly and then try and find a way through, a positive way through. We all know what's going on at the moment. We all know how difficult it is everywhere. And the best thing is to try and get together in little groups and encourage one another in, you know, with little texts and, you know, the little gift things that I've learned how to do on the phone now. And my credit on my phone is not lasting very long. I've found out how to send all these little friendly messages to people, you know, have a nice day and all nice, you know, a little gift with a sunshine face on it. And all right, it doesn't sound much, but it's just letting you people know that you're actually thinking about them and you're caring about them. And thoughts are living things. And with that, thoughts are living things. Energies are living things. And all these positive and living things are all in the sanctuary for you to absorb. People say, oh, well, you know, we've been on the website and been into the sanctuary. There's not much there. Hey, don't kid yourself. There's plenty in here. There's plenty in here. And once you get your head around the fact that it's like a generator, really. It's a generator with all this positive energy and all these positive thoughts that have been collected into the porthole for you to enjoy. I've got a very interesting thing for you to listen to tonight. I always do things off the cuff. It's the way I am. And I've just finally, after 25 years, got this latest machine. I call it a machine, but maybe it's not the right word really to use. But basically, it's something from the future which I now connect to with my mind. And what I tend to do is take the best out of everything, the positive out of everything. So I take the positive out of all these different dimensions. I don't want to know about anything negative. I don't even want to go there. I only want to go where the positive is. And there's positive in everything if you are looking for it. If you're looking for the negative, yes, you will find it. So basically, this machine that my brain is connected to for the future, and with all the different dimensions that I work with, and let me tell you quite categorically, I 100% believe that whatever dimension that you connect to, there's something higher than all of it. There is something that is above all the different dimensions, that wherever they are, whatever their entity is, whatever their force is, there's nothing higher than the highest of all. Now, you can call it God, you can call it what you feel is the right word to say, the angelic plane, but it's totally pure. It hasn't got a word on it. It's not a religion, but it's there. And that is where I always aspire to. I do not stay anywhere. I take the best out of all these dimensions, but that is where I look to. And that is where I think the answers to and the main force is. So this machine has got all the knowledge of tomorrow's world medicine, and in this machine is the different programs for different illnesses, different things that are going wrong. And it's quite fascinating, really. I never thought that I would want to be connected to a computer because I hate them. I can't work them. But, you know, we have to do what we have to do. And no, I'm not working it. My brain is connected to it along with all these other dimensions. Now, tonight, I've already, just before I started, hooked up a lady who was quite willing to be hooked up to the machine, which I have to say is my energy that is used to connect all this up. It makes me a little bit lightheaded. I know when it's going on because I can feel it now. I can feel it. This lady, who we call Rose, and this lady has something visual on her face. She has had cancerous things on her face before, and this is on her nose, on the side of her nose, and she's quite happily doing this with me tonight. She doesn't want everybody to know who she is, of course. It's, well, not at the moment anyway, but I'm happy that she's doing this for the show and for hopefully to see in 40 minutes, she will be reporting in and I will read it to you. Now, I'm not expecting everything to disappear, you know, in one go, but I'm sure there will be something that she will say. And she is totally open, totally, totally believes in it, which is good. And so let's all be positive that we get something good to share. because that's what it's about really in these times. Anything good to share. I'm just going to get a quick little download, as I call it. And I never know what's coming when I do this. I usually do these if I'm doing a demonstration or a talk before I give messages to people. And I have no clue whatsoever what's coming out. So here we go. In this world as it is today, the negative forces have really been able to come in closer because of fear, the fear of the unknown, the fear of not being in control of our lives anymore. We need to try to rise above this. Look to the higher energies. Look towards the light energies. These energies have been known to intervene before in crisis, in the war, in times of real distress. There has been the appearance of angel lights to help people, to guide them through to the right places for safety. This is what we are asking for now. Please help us to get to this place of safety. What can we do? Well, we can think positive thoughts. We can ask these other dimensions to come in closer to help us, to join forces, to show us how we can beat this time of war, really. It is like being in a war. In the last interview, briefly was touched about the other dimension inside the Earth's core. This dimension has a lot of untapped answers. It also needs to be brought out more so it can join forces with the other dimensions to create the tunnels and the wormholes to get together to then create a totally new atmosphere and force to come down and cover the earth. Is this something that is not possible then? It is possible. It is possible, but it needs lots and lots of pure energy. People all thinking the same, getting together, coming out of the the pit. The pits, the wall pits. Coming out of the pits, getting together, meditating, and really, really focusing on these different dimensions, especially the one inside the Earth's core, where the information in there is totally untapped, which will be tapped into at a later date. Cosmic forces, frequencies, energies, all these things are telepathic. It's all a form of telepathy. But in order to be part of this telepathic force, you need to bring your thoughts up, not down. Well, there you go. That's something to think about. I'll listen to it later. But the gist of it is that the more we look and believe in other dimensions that are able to help us, and the more we ask, and the more we believe that we are not alone right now. We might feel like we are, but we're not. I just know, and I'm not the only one. So don't be afraid to come out. Don't be afraid to talk to other people. They might be thinking exactly the same as you. I'm not going to say anything because they might think I'm mad. I'm not going to say anything because they'll think I'm weird. So what? So what? There's quite a few people that sit there with thoughts that don't say things because they're afraid of what other people will think. Now, I've got a guest tonight with a lovely uplifting story, Reggie from Ohio. So I hope he's there.
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, Reggie, I can hear you. I hope you're
nice
not nervous,
you, Carol.
Are you?
No, just a little bit of an echo on the phone here.
Well, right. So,
well, it's a pleasure to be on the show.
I'm really, really pleased to have you on this show because it's so nice. I love happy endings. I love good stories. My favorite, when we first moved to Spain, we didn't have any proper internet. Well, we didn't move to Spain. We've got connected in Spain and England. But the only thing I could watch was True Movies. And I watched True Movies. I drove everybody mad. It was the only thing I could get. But you know what? I loved it. I loved it. I loved all all the nice endings. So how did you hear about me and what brought you to my door, Reggie?
Well, first of all, happy Friday to all the listeners out there tonight. And it's a pleasure to be with you on the show, Carol. As far as my, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm listening. I'm all ears.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Well, it was actually like a chance encounter going back over a decade ago when I first was introduced to you. If I remember correctly, I was watching a TV show with my mom, and we saw you on there. And at the moment, we didn't think too much of it, but my mom said, why don't you try giving her a ring and seeing, you know, what she can do. So that's how it got started. And from there, I had some sessions, And now really everything is about the sanctuary.
So what would you say that you have benefited from, you know, the most, you know, from meeting
yeah,
me?
Well, you know, it goes back to what you were saying in your introduction. You know, you talk about being positive and trying not to entertain anything negative out there, and it is quite hard at times, but I think we're all doing our best, but we can spread the word to other people and let them know how we're uplifted so we can help them to become uplifted. So it's really kind of a chain of events, I think.
And so when things were really tough for you, what do you think inspired you, you know, to keep going?
Well, would that be before I met you or after?
After, of course.
After. Wow, well, there's so many things. I mean, you know, the sanctuary, like you said, it has grown so much. When I first, what was it, about 2 or 3 years now? When I first, yeah, I remember in the beginning, I had no idea what a sanctuary was or what to do in the sanctuary or how do you get the most out of it. But as you do it more and more, you start to build confidence in yourself and you ask for the help. And as you do it more and more, you start to feel more positive about what you're doing and you want to tell other people so you can inspire them too. You can share stories. And again, you know, you're spreading it down the line and you're encouraging others to join, to jump in, to help out wherever they can. And it's a good feeling. It's uplifting. It never really, like you said, when you first introduced yourself tonight, you're just catching you in the middle of this all. It's almost like it's really just beginning, really. I think there's a long way to go with this. I think it will continue to get stronger and keep growing. And like you said, too, being positive, and you know, I can't stress that enough. I always try to do that with my friends or my family, even when they're down. You just try to bring them back up. And then that gives you strength in return also.
Well, yeah. I think being a part of helping somebody, even if it's only in a small way, passing it on, and you know, even if it's only in a small way, because it feels good, don't you think, Reggie?
Yeah, I do. That's very true. It might take time, you know. Like for example, sometimes I'm in the sanctuary, I'm not sure what I'm doing. Other times, I feel like, wow, I really got 110% today out of it. So it depends on your mood. It depends on what you're asking for, what you're trying to reach. And you really have to just kind of let go and not think too much. That's the key, not thinking too much. That's what I do a lot. You think, overthink, and then you'll find yourself, what am I supposed to be doing here? Why am I here again? So that's important. That's very important to remember.
I think you've got that right. It's the thinking. It is thinking. The right brain is where we go when we go to sleep. And so therefore, and that is where, you know, people have dreams in their right brain, and that is, you know, where we are inspired, where we get visions. And so therefore, the more relaxed you are and the less you think, I've got this joke, I say, if I think I'd be dangerous, you know, I don't think, I don't plan. Obviously, a certain amount you have to plan, but I totally just go with it. One of the sanctuary members sent me some music that he put together, and it was so odd. You see, this is it, you see. Thoughts are living things, and it goes both ways. I've been listening to the same music for 30 years. And I thought, you know, the other day I thought, you know what? I'm getting fed up with this music now. I know every beat, and I go off, and I thought, no, I'm fed up with it now, and I thought, I need some new music without words.
Right. Yeah.
And just out of the blue, the other day, a Sanctuary member sent me this music, and I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. He sent me three tracks. Thank you, both. It's his own thing. It hasn't got any name to it. It's just something that he's put together himself. And there was three tracks, and the second one definitely did it for me. I was just gone. I just was off, and I was just gone. So thank you, Rola. I probably said your name wrong. Rola. But I love it. And you know something?
Oh, Carol.
Yeah?
Carol, is that different than the other soundtrack with the other fellow? I don't remember his name. Going back over a decade.
Yes. This is totally new in the last few days.
Okay.
Right now, I'm enjoying it for myself, but...
You have to share it with us. I want to hear it too.
Yeah, I know. I'll have to ask him, of course, because it's not mine. But I wouldn't say I liked anything if I didn't, by the way. I wouldn't be unkind. I'd just say it's not my thing. Because, you know, we can't all like the same thing. But this is what I'm saying. It's so odd. You know, that you ask for something in your mind and you forget. I forgot that I asked. But this is what happens in the sanctuary. And this is what happens when you just let your mind go. And there's another thing. You know, when you think of somebody that you haven't heard from for ages. And it might be somebody that you haven't heard from or thought of for 30 years. And I've noticed when you think of it in the sanctuary, I don't know if you've had any experience like this, Reggie, in the sanctuary, but you'll think of something and you'll ask for something and you'll forget that you've asked it. And then you get an email or you get a phone call and you think,
Funny you should say that, because there was actually an old friend of mine who doesn't live in the state anymore, and just recently I heard from him randomly, and I was thinking about him just, you know, a day or so prior to going into the sanctuary, so maybe there's a connection there too. Absolutely.
Was that recently?
Yeah, very recently, just a couple of days ago.
Wow, a couple of days ago. Perhaps I'm telepathic, Reggie.
Of course.
But what I'm saying is, did you think, oh, but I'll tell you what I have noticed, though. When you ask for something in your mind, it's only the positive that comes back. So in other words, I don't know who that friend is, but maybe he's a good connection for you because he's come back on that wavelength.
Childhood friend, actually.
You see what I mean?
Childhood. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. But maybe you're meant to be sharing something that maybe you didn't get the chance to share at the time, or maybe something's incomplete there, Reggie. But
one of those
it's
friends
really...
that you have, like a. Go ahead. Yeah.
But I would definitely say it would be. I would definitely say. It's a good connection for you to reconnect. Reconnect with your roots, your original roots.
One of those friends where you have a certain connection with them, I'm sure a lot of the listeners can relate to that. I think pretty much anyone could, right? You have a close friend from a childhood, and maybe you lost touch over the years. They moved on with their life, and then all of a sudden, they show up at the most of the moment.
Yes, but isn't it strange that yours showed up after you were thinking about him? No. Yes, you were. You were thinking about him in the sanctuary, you said.
That's right. I didn't spend too much time thinking about, you know, anything directly or related, but it crossed my mind, and then it showed up. So that was interesting.
Yeah, because I think what happens in the sanctuary, I think it picks out the positive. You've got to remember. Thoughts are very, very quick, you know. Thoughts going into the other dimensions are really, really fast. Now, according to Einstein, your mind cannot travel faster than the speed of light. Now, I don't believe anymore that is the case. It might have been the case, but I don't, you know... Scientists and things change. I mean, scientists have been known to say on their deathbed, oh, you know what, I actually don't think that anymore. You know, it's all right, on the way out. You know what I mean? And no one could say anything anymore. But you think about it. To travel faster than the speed of light, it's got to be lighter than light. Do you know what I mean? Well, if you think about it, if you're meditating and your brain is going into another dimension out of this dimension, well, then it's no longer in the laws of this dimension. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I'm just thinking of something.
I'm sort of looking more into that now because what I tend to do, I get the answer to something because I don't read books and I don't study and I'm not academic. But it's quite exciting that way because what happens, I get the messages come into my mind and I've got no idea what it is. And then something will happen, randomly will happen to confirm what I've said, but I don't go looking for it and I don't read because it's really important to me for me to know that these things are planted into my mind for me to follow through with rather than reading and learning and it being in my subconscious. Because you see, we can't know for sure, can we? If you're learning and learning, and even with dreams, you know, what is your subconscious, because you've read it or you've been thinking about it or you've been watching the TV, you've got to go higher. It's always going higher, 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 reaching out with the brain, going higher, higher. This is what I do with mine. I push it and push it and push it higher and higher and further away. You know, I let it go. I let it run free. And letting the brain run free in the sanctuary is a safe place. You're protected. You feel protected here, don't you, Reggie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, it's been a process, though. It didn't start off too quickly. It was a lot of, trying to find the right gear, so to speak, to get into that state of relaxation. So everyone will have their own experience with this, of course. Some will be quick. Some will take maybe a little bit longer. It goes back to before I met you. I spent years looking and talking to doctors and researching things on my own, thinking I was just wasting time. And then finally, I came across you. I met you. And now we're going in a whole different direction here. So that really shows me that maybe all that work I had done prior to meeting you was building up to something bigger, which now I can say for sure it did.
Well, you've done your bit as well, haven't you? And I think that is what it's all about. I think it's meeting things halfway. And I remember your mum, bringing your mum into this, and how you were so pleased that your mum was able to be helped and encouraged through your experience and belief.
Yeah. Took some time to get her to you know, understand how it works. But I'm only telling her what I've learned, so I'm sharing that with her, of course. But then again, what works for one might be a little different for the next person. So you just have to find your own comfort zone with this, I believe.
Well, one thing for sure, you're happier than what you were when we met.
Well, yeah, of course. Trying to, you know, like you said at the beginning, trying to take some of these things we're hearing and making them into a positive thing and not letting the negative get through. Because if you do, then that has more power. You have to stop
this,
it right before it gets too strong.
This is it, you see. I mean, if you think about it, if you sit there and think, oh, that's not going to work, well, you're putting it out there that something is not going to work. If you sit there and think about the worst, you're giving the worst life.
Right.
And so if you sit there and say, okay, what is the best possible outcome for this situation? What is the best that can happen? Prepare for the worst, because I always say to people, you know, you wouldn't jump out a window without no parachute, would you? You know, and that,
right.
And the parachute in life, it prepares you for the worst. Then once you've prepared for the worst, forget it and get on with the other journey, which is totally, well, it's just unravels everything, and you never know. You never know on the other journey exactly what's coming next. But it's better than what it would have been had you been sitting there thinking, oh, you know, the worst is going to happen. My children still laugh at me. They go, Mum, you're still following the dream. I go, yeah. I said, yeah, I am still following the dream. I said, when you get older, just because you're older, doesn't change who you are.
It
doesn't
right
change. Do you see what I mean? Doesn't change your soul, your purpose. When I was, must have been about 10 years old, and I said to my mum, poor thing, I said, Mum, when I get older, I'm going to write a book and I'm going to do it all myself. And I'm going to do all the pictures and I'm going to do everything myself. And she looked at me. She didn't say anything. And why has it taken so long? Yes, I have started it, but why has it taken so long? Because the book and doing it all myself was exactly it. It's been my life's work. And so therefore it couldn't be earlier, could it? Because it's as I've been learning and growing and learning all this stuff and loads and loads and loads of experience and stories, without walking the road and doing it, what would have been in my book? Nothing much, would there? And that's what I say to people. You know, your life, different chapters in your life, the book of life. It's so important to make the most of each moment, because in making the most of the moment, you're creating your best possible future. Making the most of the moment. If you try and run through life too fast, it's like going up the motorway, going through the village, driving so fast that you don't see the little old man waving at you. You don't see the pretty gardens. Slow
down. You'll go backwards.
Down.
You'll start over again. You know, Carolyn?
Exactly.
I was telling my mom that yesterday, actually. I was just telling her that. So sometimes you have to slow down because you think you have to get somewhere, and sure you do, certain things, but you might find yourself starting over again if you go too fast. That's happened to me. I'm like, uh-oh, I'm back here again, square one. Okay, you know, what can I do differently next time?
Exactly.
I don't have to do this again.
But I think that you now are looking and enjoying things and coming alive from a 15-year really of being in a place where, well, like a little cocoon really. And if you think about how much and how quick everything, all right, it's taken a while, but look how much you've grown in such a short space of time once you've got your sea legs there. It's giving
help
people
others,
the
then.
Yeah, I mean look at you, entrepreneur Reggie. You know, look at you.
Well,
I mean,
just
honestly,
getting started really,
you.
Right?
Yeah, I mean it's
getting
exciting.
Started.
Okay. Sometimes we're late developers. But we could be a late developer. We could be a late developer and start doing new things at 80. I don't like it when people say, are you retiring? I think, no, I'm not retiring. Why should I retire? My brain's still working. You know? No, I don't want to yet.
That's
no,
a misconception with retirement. Right? Do you believe it is? People say they'll retire at maybe, well, you know, like in the States, let's say 65 or 67. I know it's different in other parts of Europe, but I'll tell you that if you work your whole life and then just focus on retiring at a set age, it's probably not going to work out that way for you. You can't really do it like that. You have to just kind of, you know, let it go
you
as
it
is
when
you're doing things.
Yeah, you do it when you're ready. You know what they say, if you don't use it, you lose it. And it's true.
Right.
And I think of all those amazing minds out there, all those amazing people, you know, that are in the mature part of their life, let's say. But look at their minds. Look how fascinating they are. I think it's amazing. And I think, as you know, I think the respect that should be given to the older generation for what they do and who they are, there's not enough that could be given to them.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
So in your final thing, Richard, if you had to say to somebody what would you do if you were totally, totally lost and felt you were getting nowhere? What would you say to that person who was lost?
Well, I'd probably tell them just to step back, number one, write down what they really want to do in life. And you're going to need to understand, you know, it's going to go slow at first. It won't always be quick. You know, I used to work in a job where it was very fast-paced. So it was a quick burnout. So it really depends on the person, but you just kind of have to ask them, do they know what they really want out of life? Do they know what they like? What's their forte? You know, like you said, when I was younger, I used to like to just draw anything. It was always fun. It was a quiet, you know, quiet for me just to do drawings, still lifes, they call it. And that just kind of, you know, it makes you realize what you really want. So that's what I would do. Ask them what they really want. Do they know what they really want is the first question. And then go from there.
Well, you got out of the fast lane as a big banker, didn't you? And I said to you, you were thinking, you know, what could you do? And I remember saying, I think you would be really good helping people and working with children. And you go, no. I go, yeah. And what do you do now, Reggie?
Yeah, well, that was the high school kids, actually. I didn't see myself even thinking about doing that. But I was doing that for about 5 years ago, and that was a challenge. But, you know, I learned a lot about how to relate to the kids. And then when they see that you're interested in them, then they start to open up to you. So it was fun. A lot of fun.
Well, thank
you,
tell
them anything.
Pardon?
What?
What was you about to say?
I was going to say that, you know, in my experiences before, I could talk to the kids about anything. It could be about a phone. It could be about schoolwork. It could be about activities like sports out of school. So you could just go anywhere with them, really, and talk about anything once they know that they can trust you.
And that you care.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what it's about, really. I think with children, they know when you care.
That's right.
And
they can,
think,
like, read you. Actually, they can read you. You're right. They can.
Yeah. And
you can't.
I remember you saying once, oh, they know. You know. And,
they do.
And I laugh because it's true. They do know.
They know a lot. Things that, like, my little nephew, what is he, 11 now? And he'll start talking about things. And I'm like, where did he learn that from? Wow. I didn't know that when I was 11. It's like they're learning like 5-10 times as quick as, you know, a generation or two ago. It's amazing.
Well, thank you, Richard, for coming on. I think you've done amazing. And I'm sure that a lot of people have learnt a lot from you.
Yeah, it was my pleasure, Carol. Thanks for having me.
No, sorry, I called you Reggie. What did I say? It's Reggie. Did I call you Richard?
Yeah, that's okay. I get called Robert.
Reggie,
problem.
Sorry about that. You answer to anything, though, don't you? So, anyway.
Well,
Reggie,
thanks, Carol.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course, anytime. Have a good day now. And okay, so bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you. I think there's somebody wanting to ring in with a quick thing about an experience new for the sanctuary. I'm not sure if she's there or not. Is she there waiting?
Hello? Hello, Carol.
Hi, you are there. I know you.
I am.
I know. You know, the thing is, people say it must be easier on the radio because, well, in some ways it is, but in others you always sort of breathe a sigh of relief when you hear a voice on the other end.
You know, it's true. It's like a leap of faith, right?
Yes. So anyway, you wrote to me and said about your experience in the sanctuary. So very briefly, because we haven't got a lot of time, but I'd just like you to share your experience with others.
Yeah.
What happened?
First of all, Carol, I'm very, very grateful for your service and for what you offer. I'm an energy healer and a counselor myself, and so I know that sometimes it's not easy to find somebody who can hold a space for those who do the giving, and it needs to go both directions. And so this service, this beautiful gift that you offer, it's just such a blessing. It feels a bit as if you are offering us a springboard, the equipment, for anybody who wants to go further. And then when you offer the space and the equipment, it's up to each person to decide whether they do want to go further and how far. And then each person can decide for themselves if they're ready to step up for themselves and to continue on that journey, whether it is going deeper into their gift or whether it is for healing. And so in my own case, I'd had a pretty intense head-on collisions about 2 years ago. I had traumatic brain injury and a lot of concussion, trauma, deep tissue injury. And so I've had real trouble with my mind, my focus, word recall, a lot of different things. My resilience was just not there. And so when Rory Duff told me about your work, I listened to your podcast with him, and then I visited the Healing Sanctuary and signed up. And the very first night I connected in the sanctuary, it was like a homecoming. There was this whoosh of just beautiful golden energy pouring through me. It was beautiful and actually quite overwhelming because it was so embracing. And I felt at some level that it was like a homecoming. And so I've been working with the beings in the sanctuary to continue to purify and heal my body. And it has been very beautiful. I've been encountering amazing beings. The ones that have been amazing to me this time is because I'd never worked with beings that look like gigantic praying mantises. And their antenna are like little fluorescent green light vibrating out of it. And then they use their antenna to ever so gently touch places in the body. And they radiate this beautiful energy to bring healing. And so my symptoms have been improving. Like anything, when we work with the body, it's not a straight line, but there is definite improvement. And this morning, for instance, I noticed that I had balance when I first started moving around. It's been very difficult to keep my balance, and that's coming back. So I am so excited. The pain in my body has been subsiding. I feel more hopeful that my body can rejuvenate again. And I am so, so grateful to you. Thank you for offering us at Healing Sanctuary.
Well, do you know what? And thank you for sharing. And thank you for saying thank you. I don't think people realize how important it is. They think that I just do it and I forget and I don't think about people afterwards.
Yes.
But I do. I think about everyone and I think, oh, I wonder how so-and-so's going. Well, you can listen now. I've just got the report back from the lady that I put on the machine earlier, and the little darling has just sent this report. I'm just going to read it out. You can't see the picture, but the spot has calmed down, and the general photo shows I look much perkier after the treatment. Last time Carol treated the skin spot, it cleared up in a day. Fabulous. I've been under a lot of stress, and a spot has appeared on the nose. It looked much calmer after this treatment. Now remember, this is only 40 minutes and that will continue to work. So I think that's quite exciting, and thank you very much, Rose, for taking the effort to show the pictures to me and report back. Don't you think that's lovely?
I think it's absolutely wonderful, and it just shows us that the tools are there. We just need to learn how to use them, right?
Well, I know one thing for sure. When anybody told me I couldn't do anything, I used to say, why? Why can't I do it? Well, because it's not done. You don't do that. No one's ever done that before. But why? But they couldn't tell me why. So I thought, well, if they can't tell me why I can't, well, I'm going to try. You see, this is what I always say to people. I never promise anything. I never promise to heal. I never promise to do anything. But I tell you what, I do promise to try, and I do. And so if anything comes in front of me in life, I'll say, I'll give it a go. And this is what I say to you all now. If something comes in front of you and you think, oh, you know what, I don't know if I can do that, well, give it a go. Because if you don't try, you definitely are not going to, are you? So, I'm very, very pleased to be sharing this conversation with you. And I really believe, it's just something that I believe, whoever is in front of you, whoever they are in the same space and the same time as you. And we're all as important as one another. And I always look people in the eye. I never look up and I never look down. Whoever it is, we are in that same space. So I am no better than them, and they're no better than me. You know, sometimes people say, I've never heard of you. And I go, that's fine, I've never heard of you either. But it's true. We are in that same space. And so whoever we're talking to, whatever, make the most of it. Make the most of that time and that space. Don't you agree?
I think this is awesome.
Well, we've had a good time tonight. Sorry? It's all right, I don't know. Do you know what? I'm going to share something with you. I know this sounds odd, but when I'm working, I don't know what the time is. And I always have to have somebody near me to tell me what the time is, because I either go on and on and on, or I think, for some reason, I'll float back out. And then I realize that I don't know what the time is at all. So what is the time?
We are out of time, Carol. We just have to get you to end the show and look forward to next time, 2 weeks from now.
Right. Okay. Goodbye to everyone then. So I did get it nearly right then. Bye.
Really close. Carol's Healing Sanctuary is back in 2 weeks' time. And in the meantime, all links up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.